Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Our guest right now is Walker Wildman, who is an assistant to the president of the American Family Association. And we're going to talk about retailers profiting from Christmas on the one hand, and on the other hand, some will allow their customers or whatever to hear the words Merry Christmas. Others will not hear those words, even though they all profit from Jesus. As Dr. Kennedy once put it, all the retailers in America should join hands on December 26th and sing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Walker, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jerry, for having me on.
Sure. So tell us about the Naughty or Nice 2016 retailer list from the American Family Association.
Yeah, what we do here is every year the American Family Association puts together what we call a Naughty or Nice list for the retailers across the country. And what we do is we grade these companies on how well they market Christmas, the term Christmas. Because as we know, for over a decade now, some of these companies have decided that they wanted to be politically correct, not offend anyone, so they would just use the term holiday or winter when it comes to their Christmas advertising. Well, we grade these companies really in two or three areas. We rate them in their advertising, and on their website, and also in their stores, in their physical stores, how much they use the term Christmas. And then we place them in three different categories on our website.
And those three categories are?
We have nice. So if you're graded nice, that means you use the term Christmas on a frequent basis when it comes to advertising. We have marginal. Those are the companies that are kind of riding the fence when it comes to Christmas. And then, of course, we have our naughty list, and these are the companies that they just try their hardest to stay away from using the word Christmas in their advertising.
Well, which is interesting, though, but they all profit because of Christmas. I mean, all retailers will tell you that December tends to be the greatest month of the whole year because of Jesus. Again, what a friend we have in Jesus. Now,
right.
I don't want you to mention any specific companies, but I will mention one only because I didn't see it on the list of any of the lists, the nice, mm-hmm. the marginal, or the naughty list, and that is Target.
Yeah. Yeah, Target is a special circumstance this year, our special situation. We've actually excluded them from the list because of the Target boycott that we initiated about 7 months ago. As you know, and I'm sure most of your listeners know, back in April, Target decided that they would begin allowing men into women's restrooms and changing areas in their stores, and they wanted to really boast about that. So we saw that policy as dangerous and initiated a boycott of Target, and that's still ongoing. Target wasn't even worthy of making the naughty list this year. So they're excluded from this list.
By the way, Target comes to my mind because I know that in previous years they even did not allow Salvation Army bell ringers. I think they might have changed that, or maybe they made an exception here or there or something like that. But that's interesting. Do you have any update on the Target boycott? Is that being effective at all?
Oh, yeah. The Target boycott has been immensely successful from the get-go. Right now, we have almost 1.5 million signatures on that boycott, and we've also affected their bottom line. And some market analysts have said we've cost their company billions of dollars when it comes to stock value.
Wow.
And their market value on the stock market declined 20% within the first week or two of the boycott. So it's not been good for Target, that's for sure.
You know, I remember hearing a little commentary on the radio where somebody was making the point that some of the employees of Target were very upset with you all and everybody else supporting this kind of this specific boycott. And anyway, but the commentator was making the point, well, you ought to be upset at the managers at Target, the decision makers, the people who decided, yeah, we're going to go ahead and have these open bathroom policies. And already, wasn't there a video where some pervert, allegedly a man, allegedly yeah. took his cell phone and allegedly, you know, videotaped a woman changing in a Target?
Yeah.
And she
yeah.
chased
oh, yeah.
him out
there's
or something.
Dozens.
Pardon me?
Yeah, there's dozens of instances where individuals have been charged by local law enforcement for peeping in women's changing areas, men going into women's changing areas or restrooms and peeping. I mean, those are documented incidents So this is not some theory or conspiracy theory that we're saying might happen. These things are actually happening.
Sure.
And I'll tell you one thing, you know, some are critical of boycotts, you know, saying we shouldn't do this, it's not right. But at the same time, let's not forget some major corporations boycotted North Carolina over their, over their bathroom law that they passed. So it seems like for some people, boycotting only is good if it's in their favor.
That's a very good point. Now, I don't think we wouldn't have time to really name all the positive ones or all the negative ones, but I do think that you put together a list of about five companies, not including, you know, your own organization or whatever, where you're actually saying these companies in particular are stellar in terms of promoting Christmas, including Hobby Lobby. That was one of the ones that was absolutely stellar. Well, what are the really stellar companies, the model companies?
Yeah, of course, you have Cracker Barrel. They're very good about advertising Christmas. They have Scripture and certain other things in their stores. Of course, you said Hobby Lobby, Kirkland's, Lowe's, Home Goods, Michael's stores, and, of course, Walmart. Those are really the top five to six who are unashamedly advertising Christmas.
Have any of those companies on the naughty side of the list contacted you and say, hey, you know, this is not me, you're not being fair? Or have they responded at all in any way?
Well, not to my knowledge. We haven't gotten any correspondence with these companies. But I'll tell you what, these companies, they're paying attention, and they won't reach out to us necessarily. What they'll do is they'll be more Christmas-friendly next year, and then in return for that, they'll maybe get moved over to the marginal or nice list. So these, let your listeners know that these companies are paying attention to this.
Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, because this is an ongoing thing. How many years have you been doing this about?
We've been doing this for over 10 years now.
Yeah, and you're saying it is making a difference, a positive difference.
Yeah, because when we started this naughty or nice list, of course, we had a lot of companies on the naughty side because of, you know, that's what initiated us to begin this. And over the years, we've seen the nice list grow and the naughty list shrink, which is a positive thing.
Yeah, that is positive. You know, it's interesting, too, that even the phrase Merry Christmas, I'm beginning to hear that more, you know, from the clerks and so forth in some of the stores. And my wife said she thinks it's because of Donald Trump, because remember he said about a year ago, you know, I'm for religious liberty. And then when he was asked for specifics, he said, why can't we say Merry Christmas? You know, it's like,
right.
It's kind of trivial, but it's still refreshing, frankly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you look at it, really, honestly, we shouldn't even be having to have this discussion. But let's remember, we're not the ones who started this fight. It's those companies who decided they would start changing their Christmas, start censoring the word Christmas in their stores and advertising. They're the ones who started this. So, I wish we didn't even have to have this conversation, but the fact is people would like to purge Christmas from our society, and we're trying not to let that happen.
Do you think ultimately it's because of the word Christ in Christmas? I mean, you never hear about these kind of, you know, moves against Thanksgiving, even though Thanksgiving, frankly, it's Thanksgiving to God.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's no doubt that this is because it's Christmas. It's a overtly Christian holiday, and it's been that way for hundreds of years, and it's a federal holiday that the federal government and Congress has authorized. And if you go read the reason, you know, the kind of the background of Christmas as a federal holiday, it says to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, which is the Son of God. So there's no doubt it's because this is an overtly Christian holiday and has been for, two centuries now. So, it's the same anti-Christian sentiment that we've been seeing across the country for the past few years. But this is a war that we're winning.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting. I saw, since you post blogs for the American Family Association, I was looking through some of those, and I saw that you had written one about, there are some Christians who object to Christmas as a pagan holiday, and you had some interesting comments in that along the lines of, why don't you share some of those sentiments briefly?
Yeah, some Christians bring up the concern that, hey, isn't Christmas a pagan holiday? you know, didn't the Roman Catholics convert it from a pagan holiday and turn it into some kind of Roman Catholic holiday called Christmas? And some of those things are true. You know, there's a lot of confusion about where it came from, when it began. But the fact is, in America, Christmas has always been celebrated as an overtly Christian holiday. But I encourage our people, you know, no one knows that the date December 25th and even the month of December has no special or sanctification connected to it. No one knows the exact day or the month that Jesus was actually born. But Christians in America have chosen to celebrate the birth of Christ on December 25th. And so I see nothing wrong with that, nothing sinful about that. Hmm. If you want to celebrate it on January 31st or January 30th, go for it. Have at it. But let's don't rid Christianity from the Christmas holiday. That's my suggestion.
You know, just a real quick comment. Believe it or not, there is actually some historical evidence a case can be made, and it's a good case, a very good case, that Jesus was born in late December. And can I tell you real briefly? It's very simple.
Yeah,
I get this from a seminary professor, a Presbyterian seminary professor out of Pennsylvania named Jack Kinnear. It's real simple. Okay, Zechariah, father of John the Baptist, gets the word on the Day of Atonement about he and his wife are going to have a son finally. Okay, so here's what happens. He goes home. He's with her at the end of September. They're together, and 6 months later brings us to the end of March. Okay, 6 months later is the end of March. John the Baptist is 6 months old as an unborn baby. Jesus is newly conceived in Mary, and Mary and Elizabeth get together, and John the Baptist, the six-month-old baby, leaps for joy, and here's Mary, and what is 9 months after March 25th, the end of March, it brings you right to December 25th. And there's a fourth century witness to the date of December 25th, independent of Saturnalia, as I understand it, a fourth century witness as to December 25th being the birth of Jesus. So it's like, whoa, that's an interesting case. But like you say, it doesn't matter what the exact date is. What matters is that Jesus was born. Okay, any concluding thought about the naughty or nice 2016 retailer list? Do you hope next year it'll be longer for the nice and shorter for the naughty?
Yeah, we hope every year more companies make the nice side, and your listeners can just visit simply afa.net, if they would like to view the list.
And look for the Christmas list. Okay, Walker Wildman, thank you very much. God bless you, and have a great day. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jeremy.
All right. Thank you now. Bye-bye.